far as cooking prasad for the deities, the standard, as I know, is to be second initiated. Well, the proper terminology is to prepare bhog for the deities. And after it's offered and the Lord accepts it, and then we take his prasad. Yes, but that's the strict rule that in the temples, the deities are worshipped. All cooking and deity worship should be done by Brahman and Kshatriya devotees. There is some laxity for those who are... that doesn't mean that if you're not Brahminically initiated, you shouldn't eat or just only eat raw food or something like that. Even that you're supposed to offer to Krishna. Yeah, but there is laxity for some devotees who are not initiated in that way. But in the temples, with installed deity, of course deity means installed, then should be offered. Should be offered and cooked by persons who are formally initiated, Brahminically or Pancharatrically. And then he says, in one center, there are devotees cooking for the deities who chant 8 rounds, and it's questionable if they're following the regulated principles. Would this affect one's consciousness, and can this be considered a fit offering to the Lord? No, if they're not chanting 16 rounds and following the principles, then they shouldn't be cooking for the deities, and it will affect our consciousness. Bishayer onna khaile malin hoy mon mon malin hoyle nohe Krishna smaran. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if one takes food offered by materialists, then it affects one's consciousness. It becomes contaminated. Mon malin hoyle nohe Krishna smaran. And when the mind is contaminated, then we can't remember Krishna. So he may say, well, they're devotees, they're not materialists. They're not devotees to the level who should be cooking for distribution to others. It won't benefit. Won't benefit others. I've spoken on this many times. You can see on the website, there must be. It affects one consciousness, certainly, because the consciousness of the cook that is transmitted through the cooking. Once in Australia, Srila Prabhupada was given some prasadam, puris, nicely puffed up puris. Afterward he asked, who is the cook? So the cook was called Kurmadas Prabhu, one of the most famous cooks in the history of ISKCON. There are some famous cooks. Yamuna Devi is probably the most famous. Kurma Prabhu. Apurva is very well known in America. Sunanda in America also. Vibhu Chaitanya was there in Mayapur, in Vrindavan. So there are various. There are so many good cooks, but some in particular. So Kurma Prabhu came and Srila Prabhupada said to him, thank you very much for so nicely following the regulative principles. You may say, well, what's that got to do with cooking? But Prabhupada could understand that his cooking is so nice because he's so seriously practicing Krishna consciousness and Radharani is manifesting through him. It's understood that this cooking for Krishna is the service of Radharani. Radhikara paka anna bibhita banjan, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. She cooks for Krishna, rice and various vegetables and so many different preparations. And in South India, they don't know so much about Radha yet. So they will say that Lakshmi is cooking, actually. Lakshmi, cooking for Vishnu means then the cook has to take blessing from Lakshmi. It's her service, so the cook can only assist. So if one's in good consciousness, then Krishna is very pleased to accept the offering, and then his mercy comes through fully. If we're in materialistic consciousness, if we're not following the principles properly, if we're not up to the level of chanting 16 rounds, well, whatever good consciousness we have will come through, and whatever bad consciousness we have will come through also. So that's that one, in brief.